For me, it's the opportunity window, you know, and this is what I say a lot to the teachers that we'll speak to, is there's a window of opportunity here to take your skills as a teacher, not have to learn many new skills and use the experience and expertise you've already got to do what you love, and that's teach. And, you know, these opportunity windows come and go, and I think it's here for teachers right now.
Welcome back to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to providing valuable insights, practical tips, and proven strategies to equip new teachers for success. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, retired educator, published author, and instructional coach. Join me in each episode as we offer a supportive platform for navigating the challenges of the teaching profession. Welcome to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, and in today's episode, we're going to be discussing how educators can serve students and build wealth with our special guest, Elliot Phillips. Elliot Phillips is the founder of the Teacher Project and a former PE teacher who reinvented himself as an innovative educator and entrepreneur. He's the author of the book, Teaching on Your Own Terms, which is available on Amazon. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me, Steve. Excited.
Great. Would you like to take a moment to share your educational journey with our audience today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like teaching's been in our family generations for, you know, decades. My mum's dad was a teacher. He was a language teacher, actually. And my mum's still a teacher. And she actually retired this year, but she's asked to go back on a supply level because she enjoys it so much. And so, she teaches interior design. She's taught art at a lot of secondary schools. And so it was just kind of like a natural, you know, it was in our generation. I went into teaching. I did PE teaching. My last role was in London. And I left in 2015, really probably because a lot of teachers are probably experienced a similar thing. You know, I couldn't afford to pay the bills in London and support a family that I wanted to. So I had to really make a decision. I then stepped into the wellness industry from there. And, you know, like I started working with teachers eventually online. I hired a mentor, you know, after I was personal training, I built my business up in London. And, you know, I really just didn't feel fulfilled as much doing that. It was kind of just a way to make more money to pay bills, you know. And so I then started helping the teachers online, more to do with fitness. And I got to a point where, you know, I had a mentor who was helping me at the time. A lot of teachers also couldn't afford to buy the fitness program that I had. And so it was at that point that I worked with my mentor and said, you know, you need to find them a way to be able to make more money, to help them live better lifestyles. And that was when we thought about, this was beginning of 2019. We thought, why not help them tutor? Kind of like a similar trajectory of what I'd taken, apart from I was teaching sport, which is my background, online, help them, the maths teachers, the science teachers, English language teachers do the same thing. And so I spent 2019 building out everything that I'd learned to build my own online business. And to be honest, I was being, you know, I didn't dare put it out there. I didn't think anybody would want it in truth. And so I had this whole thing sitting there throughout 2019. And I was just scared to really launch it. But then, of course, the pandemic happened in 2020. And as soon as the Prime Minister in the UK announced the schools were closing, I had everything ready to go. And so, you know, and so it really just took off from there. And since then, you know, we've worked with over 3,000 teachers in the last kind of, you know, we're coming up for our fifth anniversary in about a month's time. So we've worked with about 3,000 teachers in that time. We've hosted live events around the world. New York, we've got one coming up this week in Austin, in Texas, Denver in the summer. We've done a few in London. And so, yeah, that's kind of been the trajectory of the Teacher Project.
Okay, that is awesome. Okay. You know, Elliot, I know that this topic that you're going to be sharing with us is going to be extremely valuable to many, many educators out there. And let me just begin by asking you, you know, what is or what are the hidden opportunities in the current teacher exodus? As you know, there's, you know, tons of teachers leaving every year, you know, so what's your take?
I remember one thing that really hit me the most. I mean, we've been doing this a couple of years at this point, But one thing, it was, I remember I was walking into our first live event back in 2022 that we hosted in London. And this news article flashed up from the BBC, the British Broadcasting Channel in the UK, like the main news channel. And it said 47% of teachers expected to quit the profession, right? And that really, you know, I took a snapshot of that because I couldn't believe it. It's basically half of the workforce. And this was done by National Education Union, the study, or the Teacher Wellbeing Index. That was it. That was who the study was by. And a lot of it was down to like mental health and wellbeing and all of this. But, you know, like that means that people are literally just going to leave the profession altogether. And so I'm a big believer, you know, I love sending my kids to school. I think that all children need everything. They need the school system, but at the same time, it's better for, in my eyes, that a teacher, if they're not going to continue working in the school, instead of quit the profession altogether, they take their expertise and something they're passionate about already and teach students online, you know, because all students, I also feel, need to benefit from having someone additional, another expert outside the classroom that can give them more attention and help them thrive better. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. And the teachers who are the driving force behind education are there in the classroom serving the students. But instead of quit, I think the teachers who are on that kind of fence, I think that they can use the opportunity that we've got to take expertise online and transform their careers and use it to their advantage.
Okay, great. Well, what are some specific industries or fields where former educators, you know, that worked in the classroom, you know, could get into, you know, where are they thriving, in other words?
Well, for me, it's online tutoring, right? You know, and I think that's what we do with our clients. And so that's kind of where our expertise lies. And because I just think it's a natural progression, especially in the pandemic, a lot of teachers had no option but to teach online anyway. And I think a lot of them really enjoyed it. And so they gained some experience from doing it there. So instead of trying to retrain and do other things, then I think that, you know, they can just transition and start teaching online and they can build their own teaching schedule perhaps and do that. And of course, there's other routes. They could create something like I know there's some pretty famous people out there and teachers who use things like YouTube and they educate, they do it that way. They could, these books sell resources on a lot of sites as well. But I think the easiest one that's just very natural progression is the online tutoring.
Are you a new teacher struggling to connect with your students? Do you feel like your lessons just aren't sparking motivation or engagement? Maybe you're wondering how to build trust and create that positive classroom vibe you've always dreamed of. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't have to be this way. Introducing the Strong Bonds Teaching Program, a system designed to help you build meaningful, supportive relationships with your students in just 4 weeks or less. This isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating a classroom where students want to learn and thrive because they know you truly care. With step-by-step guidance, tools, and strategies, you'll go from feeling overwhelmed to confidently leading a classroom full of engaged, motivated learners. Enrollment is open now. Don't miss your chance to join a program that can transform your teaching and your students' success. Click the link below and let's get started building those strong bonds today. Well, tell me, how can educators leverage their expertise into profitable online businesses?
Yeah. So I can walk you through some action steps that we normally give to teachers when they come and work with us. And so I always find that the way that we'll teach the teachers to do this and make this transition and leverage your expertise is to initially, and it really just depend on their start point. If someone's starting, they've already had a little bit of experience with it, because of course there is an element of sales to it as well, where the teacher needs to sell their services. So sometimes that can be a little bit of a hurdle that the teachers need to learn the new skill set to do that. But it is a skill and skills can be learned, right? But in the beginning, what we'd normally recommend is they start with what we call a launch program. And they would take maybe a couple of groups of students, maybe 5 students per group. And they're essentially just a beta group. They'd offer it out, try and fill in 2 groups of 10 students, take them on for 30 days, and offer like a very, you know, like a much lower investment for the student of perhaps like $97 is what we normally suggest. And teach these students, gain some experience, because it's a win-win for both the student and the teacher at that point. That they're gaining experience. They also get to make their first sales to build some confidence. And then they can exchange for testimonials and things like that from the students. So then, you know, set them up for long-term success where they can potentially raise their rates and make it into a more longer-term and more profitable business down the line. And so the best way to go and get these students is really their own network. And so if you think about your own social media profiles or phone book, maybe some people have got an email list or contact of emails, is really just to reach out to them and let them know what you're starting. And even if those, so the way to think about it, I've seen people stop themselves from doing it, is to think that, I know this friend doesn't have a child or a student that needs teaching, but I'm sure they know somebody who does. The key in it is to let people know what you're doing and what your plans are, and just be super honest that you're offering as a beta group, exchange for some experience to gain some testimonials. And then the key verbiage is, who do you know who would benefit from something like this? Not do you know anybody? Because when you ask the more specific question of who do you know that would benefit from something like this, it really gets the person to, you know, think about who in their network might they know. And so it's really a matter of just numbers at that point, because the amount of people, if you contact enough people, somebody will know somebody, and you don't need to invest into paid advertising or sponsored ads or anything to do this. It's really just an exchange of your time to gain that initial launch pad. So anybody can go out and do that.
Okay. So you don't need, for example, Elliot, email list of hundreds and hundreds of people or thousands. Is that correct?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, let's say that you've got 100 people on Facebook friends, for example. I would just commit to spending once a day, message as many of those people as you can, and message the same person three times or so for three consecutive days until you hear back, whichever one comes sooner. Because people are busy, and so they might not get back right away initially, but they will do. And then just go through your contact list that specific way. So that's what we found is the easiest and best way to get started.
Okay. Do you have a success story, you know, that you could share?
Yeah.
One of your students?
You know, we've got many. You know, we've worked with a lot of teachers at this point. So I think one that comes to mind right away is, because I love this, because it just paints to me that it's possible for any teacher. So, you know, and especially we will speak to teachers, and sometimes if they're at the end of their careers, for example, you know, there is a little bit of an element of tech to it. And ever since we've worked with a few of these teachers who are pushing 60 years old, for example, and they've been able to become super success stories, it really just says to me that anyone can do it. You know, there's a lady named Lisa, and she started working with us last September would have been 2023. So not this one's gone, previous September 2023. And so then by the Christmas time of, so Christmas 2023, and the reason why I love Lisa is because it's also not an overnight success story, because you can, of course, get them, and I don't think that's normal. So, but by Christmas, Lisa had got a first couple of students, only like one or two, sign up, but it gave her the confidence to know that she could do it, and she handed her notice in at Christmas. And I thought at that point, with only two students, it was pretty brave and bold decision. You know, because normally we'll say to the teacher, if this is something you want to do full time, you kind of want to get to a point where you're almost replacing a teaching salary. And then you decide, would you like to go all in on this? Or do you want to keep a level playing field with both? Maybe you go part time and you juggle it so you can have that work-life balance that you look for. But Lisa just made the decision to go all in on it and then use 2024 as, again, not overnight success, rapid success, but she... And she was posting, I think by the end of January, she got up to 11 students. But then the summer came, and she'd used that academic year to really build her confidence up, because she would be the typical person who would think about things and perhaps, you know, like aim for perfection. When sometimes perfect can be the enemy of done. And growth was a lot slower. But then in September, you know, like she was in a completely different position when you look back a year on, and she's just hit her first 10 grand month very recently in January. So, you know, so a year on from teaching, from handing out teaching notes in last Christmas and starting this year and making 10 grand a month doing something she's really passionate about and she loves, and she's teaching on her own terms. And so Lisa was at the end of her career, you know, and so I think that that's such a great, inspiring story for other teachers. She teaches writing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So these teachers come on, just teach one specific subject that they're very passionate about.
That works best. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. That is totally great. Well, what are the real actionable steps then teachers can take to break free from a broken system?
Yeah. So here's what I would do. I would load your calendar up, because it depends on your teaching schedule as well, right? Mm-hmm. In order to, you know, start to make that switch and transition, if that's the route you want to go down. And even if it's not full time and you want to do students to earn a little bit of extra income as a teacher, you can follow a similar model and you just stop at whichever is kind of, you know, it's like a dial, not a light switch. And so I would plot on your calendar. So if you load up a calendar, your Google calendar or whichever calendar you use, I would plot somewhere between 8 to 10 1-hour slots if you can initially. Okay. Now, if you can't do 8 or 10, go 4 or go 6. And then once you're filling these group clubs, these are going to be your hour slots.
Yeah.
Okay. That you're going to put students in. So in each group, in each of those 1-hour slots, I'd be looking to have 5 to 10 students. Again, depends on your confidence. And so some people might be confident to take 10 straight away. It also depends on the subject and the student as well, because it might be too much to teach the younger guys reading. So 5 would be a better sweet spot. So you've got to find the balance for you as a teacher there. But I would start with 5. So let's say 5. Now, if I've got 8 1-hour slots open, that's 40 students. Okay. Now, from there, you can either do one of two things when it comes to what to charge. You can do exactly like what I said earlier, whereas you just need to build a little bit of confidence up first. Just take students on just for 30 days at a lower rate, maybe like $97 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then after that 30-day period, the goal is to get them to continue working with you.
Yeah.
Okay? And so at that point, a great start point is about $500 or £500 if you're in the UK for about 12 weeks of tutoring. Okay. And so it's pretty good value when you break it down, because that's going to work out to about 40 per class. It's about 41 something, but like 40, let's just call it 40. So that way, if you've got 5 students in the class, that's $200 per hour of tutoring that you can do. And so this is why the group model is really important, because if you teach one-on-one, that might be a good idea in the beginning, just for a first few students.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it could work if you just want to make the odd couple of $100 extra per week. If that's for you, one-on-one would be fine for that. But if you want to make this a full-time thing, like what you're asking, or to build more income, definitely the groups works better there. So that's how I would price it, and that's how I would set my timetable up initially. Now I'd make it my goal to fill those groups. So to fill them, you do exactly like what I said earlier, where take your contact list and commit to contacting these people. Let them know what your plan is and that you're doing it in exchange to gain some experience, in exchange for testimonials, things like that. Who do you know that would benefit from something like this? And so the great thing is about that is once you get put in touch with one person, that person goes to school with loads of other students. So you can ask them as well, and they can bring a friend, and maybe you could create some bonuses for that. And so I'd work hard at doing that first. The other way to try and fill these groups is, you could go into other people's Facebook groups. So local community groups, mums groups, things like that, Facebook. And don't try and sell your services and advertise, because I see this all the time. Where people are advertising themselves in these groups, whereas the better way is just to go and provide value inside of that, and then place the advertisements, if you're going to do so, on your own social media profiles. Because if you provide value in these groups, people are going to, and it's consistent, and that can be asking some questions, answering some questions that people have spoke about. You can use the search bar in these groups as well. And you could type things like school or your specific subject that you teach. And therefore, it will come up with a load of the things that people might have posted about. Mm. And then you can contribute to that.
Okay.
You've got some stuff on your own profile and you do it consistently, they'll check you out and then they'll see that you can help. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how you do it without using things like sponsored and paid advertising. And of course, if you've got a little bit more cash reserves in the beginning, then using YouTube or Google Ads or Facebook Ads is a great way to speed things up a little. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, can you tell us why teacher entrepreneurs are the future of education?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I think teachers are building our future generations, and, you know, without them, we aren't going to, the world for me isn't really going to evolve, because teachers are responsible for building the students who are going to evolve at one point, where it's our next tech geniuses and all of this. They're all built and nurtured by teachers. And so we shared the stat at the start that we saw from the Teacher Wellbeing Index at 47% expected to quit the profession. And also in America, I saw that 2 million fewer students enrolled into public schools as well on a recent study. And so if that's happening, there still needs to be teachers educating the students in some capacity. And that's online. Like, the world's changing rapidly. And so having an army of teachers teaching both online and in the classroom, I think is the perfect, you know, balance.
Absolutely. Okay. Elliot, let me ask you, what would be your biggest takeaway that, you know, you would like to share with our audience today? I mean, the main thing that you'd want to share.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the opportunity window, you know, and this is what I say a lot to the, you know, the teachers that we'll speak to, is there's a window of opportunity here to take your skills as a teacher, not have to learn many new skills and use the experience and expertise you've already got. Doing what you love, and that's teach. And, you know, these opportunity windows come and go, and I think it's here for teachers right now. I really do. You know, this wasn't here 5 years ago like this. It was only just beginning, and there was teachers doing it, of course, but not on the widespread scale that teachers are being able to come along and turn their passion expertise into a profitable online business. That's what it is for me. It's the window of opportunity that's currently here.
Okay. I think that's fantastic. Well, how can folks connect with you? What would be the best way?
Yeah, I think the best way would be to, you know, if you'd like to learn more, is to grab our book, Teaching on Your Own Terms. I think that's the best way. You can go to teachonyourownterms.com and grab it, or you can just type it into Amazon. And inside of there, we've got a free course as well to help people get started and, you know, inside the book in the first few pages, and pick up your, or help understand how to position yourself as a tutor when you first go online, so you can actually attract the students that you want to teach. And so there's a free course in there. So yeah, I think that would be the best way if you'd like to learn more. Yeah.
Okay. That is outstanding. Well, looky here, Elliot, I want to thank you so much for you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got a lot of things going on here in the near future, but thanks for coming on. And, you know, we wish you the best. Love you. Have you back again at some point in the future down the road. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Phil.
Well, my friends, we have come to the end of today's episode. I want to thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. And we will see you same time, same place next week. And always remember, my friend, you got this.
You've been listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast with your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast as much as we have. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and join our ever-growing community of teacher rock stars. Until then, thanks for listening.